College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Stroud under center. Handoff Nixon. Starts right, cuts left, 10, 5. Nixon still going. Takes out a defender and takes the ball into the end zone. Jones couldn't bring him down. Nixon has 6 for Houston, and they can tie the game with the extra point.
Nixon with a grown man run. Get off me. What a run by Joe Mixon. I am a fan.
That damn Andre's underrated at times, man. Andre up there. Andre gives you one about 4 or 5 times a year.
He always gives you a good giggle.
And I just, I, like, and I, and the part is, I know he is holding himself from cussing. Like, when he told him to put them jerseys in the trunk, I know he wanted to add another word in there.
Put those uniforms back in the trunk!
At the end, right there. And you know the word. And you don't need to say it, Tyler. But that word, at the end, like that right there, that would have, I know he wanted to say it.
Wow!
He probably turned himself off to say it. That's underrated. But Clint, you've been talking about this, and I found it interesting because you said it in passing. We didn't have much time to kind of dive into it, and I want to have this conversation as well with the people. You can jump in and give your thoughts, Clint. You said, as you said, there are many different things that can just be improved a little bit on this offense. That all of those things just being improved a little bit can make this thing go a long way. And you said one way that's kind of hidden that people don't think about that this thing could improve is Joe Mixon and his usage compared to what it was last year, and it can be improved this year. And it's wild because Joe Mixon in 14 games, now he had some injuries, but in 14 games, Clint, is over 1,000 yards, 11 rushing touchdowns, 245 carries, 36 catches on 52 targets, 300-plus yards, and another receiving touchdown, and made his second Pro Bowl.
I love Joe Mixon.
What is it that you're looking at when you say there can be improvement with his usage from that?
Well, look, I think, one, he was on pace to have a career high in carries on a season. So that was heavy usage for him throughout his over his career. If he would have lasted 17 games, right? The 4.1 yard per average was really good. The production overall, if you're just looking at a box score, was really good. But if you watch the Texans, it seemed like everything he did was on the, not just physical, but on the super physical side of things. The runs that he did make, it seemed like a lot of them he made himself. A lot of times it seemed forced. There was running into heavy boxes. There was running into cut splits. There was subpar offensive line play, and it was just a admirable job by Joe Mixon. But Joe Mixon ain't lasting 2 more years of what we watched last year. So I mean, whether you know we want to look at just the sheer physicality, or you want to look at the lack of support that he had between the O-line and the consistent pass game to take the pressure off of him, to remove one of the helmets from the box, if you will. Literally, I don't remember what week it was, but I remember Bobby Slowick being pressed about Joe Mixon and why we don't see him being used in the pass game more. And by the way, when I say that, I don't mean screens, like running back screens. It's part of being a running back. I'm talking about out in formation, you know, catching slants, catching quick, you know, little quicks, or just running routes, because we were told when Joe Mixon came in that he could do those things, and we were looking forward to seeing those things. The OC literally chuckled, really in disgust, to be honest with you, with the thought of getting him involved in the pass game. And if I don't remember exactly how he said it, but it's, to me, I walked away with thinking the workload that Joe Mixon was already carrying for this offense, there was no way that they could ask him to do more. And so if you just look at the box score, I think you say, oh, you know, Joe will be all right. But if you look at how he accumulated those yards, if you look at how difficult it was, how physical it was, where he's at in his career, I think there is a lot of meat left on the Joe Mixon bone.
Did you get a feel that he was wearing down?
I think he admirably was all right. Because my problem with did he wear down or not has more to do with was the ankle fully healthy or not, right? Was he injured or was he wearing down? To me, watching him play, had he not injured the ankle, I feel like he would have absolutely worn down. He would have had, I mean, it would have been a miracle for him to stay healthy.
Yeah, if he played the 17.
Yes, the physical brand that he plays, just he needs a Robin. He needs a Robin. He can be Batman. He can get the bulk of the carries. He needs a Robin to take 5 or 6 carries off his plate, maybe 9 or 10 carries off his plate. He is most efficient and most effective when he's used in the pass game. Again, moved around in formation. He can play faster, get him the ball. Like, how many times last year did he get touches in any way, shape, or form, and there was running room there or there was space for him to operate? Very rarely, right? So a lot of the
there was certain games that there were certain games where he had much more space.
Yeah.
Other ones he really had to work hard, and some of those yards would be like, oh, one big hit.
Yep.
That he got.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's double. I mean, it's there's two things here for me, Ron. I think one, I think he would be a lot better if you limited his carries. And I know he would be significantly better if you gave him some support, some help, whether that's the pass game relieving the pressure or that's an O-line that's moving the line of scrimmage, the things to come a little bit simpler. And I believe you get the best version of Joe Mixon if you limit the carries, but you get him touches in the pass game. Now, he's never been a guy in his career, except for 1 year, he's always been a 2 to 3 catch a game guy, right? But there was 1 year in his career, I believe it was 2022, so a couple years ago, where, I mean, he was averaging over 4 catches a game before he got injured again. But that, to me, that's where Joe is going to help you. Instead of always being the battering ram, you know, that he by nature is, lighten the load a bit with a number two running back and get him touches in the secondary or at linebacker level so that he can then apply the punishment versus everything being uphill.
That's, to me, where I can see his impact growing is, again, not knowing exactly what Nick Caley, you know, are going to be, you know, his like staple plays or whatever things that he turns to. But in New England, the running backs in the passing game was a huge part of their offense, a huge part of check downs that they would go to a lot and take advantage with. If you remember guys like James White being there big time, Danny Woodhead, like those were big time parts to their offense. And again, not knowing, is this going to be the Patriots-style offense? Is it going to be the Sean McVay-style emerging of the two? But that to me is the clear space where Joe Mixon could pick up more and maybe keeping him fresher, keeping him better if he's catching it and not having to run up against defensive linemen as much.
Well, he is just such a physical player that, I think when he gets up, he can do it. It's not that he can't do it. You know, it's that you just need the freshest, most healthy version of him week 17, 18, and beyond. Yeah. And can you get there? And then, again, the other part of that to me is what is the best version of Joe Mixon? And I just personally think we've seen flashes of it. You know, him catching a little slant from the slot, you know, when the Nico on the other side or an overload formation the other direction gets all the attention. He's a natural catcher of the football, and you get him in that second and third level, as physical as he is, he causes problems. And I think they, again, to get the best version of Joe Mixon, they can win. Look, they, be honest with you, if Joe can stay healthy, they can win 9 or 10 games again. With Damian Pierce being, you know, saving all his bullets for the last game of the year when Joe Mixon can't go, or if Joe Mixon gets hurt, that's fine.
Special team.
I mean, yeah, whatever. And they can win 9 or 10 games. But if you want the best version of the Texans, I think there's a they got to find somebody to help Joe Mixon in the damn
room. I do. Yeah, and he's so good late when he wears on people and late, and you don't want to hit him in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Like that's the other part is, but if you could have somebody else helping,
yeah,
you know, with that.
Well, no, and that, like that, the goal is to get him there as healthy as he can be, right? To get him there and get him there for 17, 18 weeks, and you still have that guy. He just, I think, again, I just think there's I like the thought of the creativity of moving the running back around in formations. I think they need to do that, get him touches that way. So I just think there's a serious jump that I think Nick Caley can make just from the creative, efficient, way in which they use Joe Mixon, especially if you're not going to get another back that it's more of a 1-2 punch and it becomes a big group.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue. Tyler, this is going to be some really annoyed.
What I do?
And pissed people out here. Uh-oh. This next segment. Oh, PFF did their quarterback tears today. We'll let you know where C.J. Stroud is, and I feel like it's going to be some verbal furniture moving with some of the Texans fans when they hear that. We'll do that coming up next.